Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. If you didn't think California has lost it, now this is going to blow your mind. San Francisco taxpayers are now being forced to fund free alcohol for the homeless. California tax rates increase further, prompting more of an exodus. We're going to talk about California, but let's talk about the federal level too. You remember Obama phones? You know, it's like, hey, let's give all the homeless people phones. Why? Because really deep down inside, the government wants to alienate a certain percentage of the population. That is a type of person that really does want everything for free and does not want to produce. This country is built on people working hard, producing, right? And what they want to do is akin to what happened in the Roman times, where they had started this welfare program and there were paintings of young people on the city steps eating grapes and doing nothing, becoming lazy, and the economy collapsed, right? So why not give a homeless person money? Why not feed them? Why not give them a phone? Why not? They should be totally entitled to a phone. And that is the answer right there, entitlement. Well, there is a day, and it is a plan, it is a very long-term plan, that eventually they'll pull the entitlements back and there will be riots in the street. Check this out, San Francisco. California already held the distinction of having the highest tax, state tax, income tax in the country with its top income tax rate at 13.3% for a decade. It was raised even higher to start 2024 with the top rate now reaching an astronomical 14.4%. High earners contributing to California's economy might be disappointed to hear of new taxpayer-funded program in San Francisco that has sparked outrage among some locals. Among some? If you're from San Francisco, let me know down below what you think about this. It says, according to the city, to the San Francisco Chronicle, the city spends $5 million a year on a managed alcohol program, a program providing free alcohol to the city's homeless alcoholics. Yeah, we got a problem. We got so much homeless. We got to do something. Well, let's make them more homeless. Let's get them so gacked out of their minds. Let's give them the drug they desire. This is absolutely insane. If you have a chance to leave California, leave it. Bankrupt the city. The city of San Francisco, bankrupt the state of California. Because I need people to understand, it's the eighth largest economy on earth. It is massive. Its GDP compared to the rest of the United States. It is swinging votes and crazy people left and right. And the sane people, the wealthy people, the middle class, you need to leave. Let them implode. Let them destroy themselves. And then we can move back in and take it over. I'm not joking. Says city public health officials argue the program's benefits, citing emergency room declines, savings from reduced hospital visits, and relief for the city's already strained emergency services. Oh, yeah. Do you think I was born yesterday? So as a firefighter, I'm just going to let you know, not anymore, but 26 total years, I don't think that giving an alcoholic more alcohol reduces emergency services. End of story. You know what? Actually, a little truth to this. I'm not going to go there. However, it says residents such as Adam Nathan, a small business owner and chair of the Salvation Army San Francisco Metro Advisory Board, questions the city approach. You think? Mr. Nathan, who raised attention to the controversial program, explained it as set up so people in the program just walk in, grab a beer, and then another one. And that inside the lobby, they have the kegs set up to taps where they basically were giving out free beer to the homeless who've been identified with an alcohol disorder. While questioning the program itself, Mr. Nathan continued to voice outrage at the use of taxpayer dollars for the relatively unknown program, saying, "I am a taxpayer. When did this managed alcohol program get approved? Where are the public hearings? Why is it hidden anyway? In an old hotel." Good news. The Economic Ninja is going to make sure this video goes viral. While California's homeless population continues to climb, even amounting to 28% of the nation's homeless, its overall population statistics show a decline. 2023 marked the third straight year of population decline. The LA Times economic reporter Don Lee noticed a troubling trend in those now leaving, saying, in last year's past, the tendency has been that California would lose more relatively lower income people, people with less education, and those coming into the state. That in recent years has reversed. We've had tens of thousands more than are better educated and have higher incomes leaving than those that come in. They are losing money rapidly, and let's keep the heat going. If you're in California, I'm not joking, pray for a way out. Figure out a job relocation. Look at the tax savings in another state. Look to leave. Let's watch the evilness in the state of California and Sacramento be destroyed. I want to see it destroy itself, and then we'll move back in and we'll go crush it. But let the craziness take care of itself over there. I'd say I hope you got something out of this, but this just pisses me off. The Economic Ninja is out.